In feverish times of great social unrest, rebellion, and science, revelation and revolution in the air, a time of great yearning for unknown wants in you. After a long night of drinking and smoking, you finally sleep, a fitful sleep disturbed by weird nightmares. You wake up sweating to a series of exploding, popping, popping, pop, boom sounds. A grayish purple light filling your bedroom. You rise all naked from bed and rise up to the curtain. Raise up the curtain, see what's going on. You get up quickly, making your penis and balls bounce as you rush to the window and slide the curtain out of the way. There are strange lights in the sky. Those purple flashes are nearly blinding, like explosive lightning. And many strange colors in the air. What the fucking hell? You instinctively stop, drop, and roll. A procedure normally done by those on fire. You wrap the blanket around you to protect you from the heat you fear is coming. After 3 minutes of this, the storm continues, but no fires have happened. You pour yourself into your favorite pair of jeans, slip on your black leather jacket, leaving it unzipped to expose your naked chest. You open the door, and the wind slams it out of your hand, banking it into your hip painfully. The winds outside here are fierce, deciding to walk around in it, struggling for control of every step. You have never seen wind like this before. You stroll into Mary Quick a couple blocks from your home. You know this place like the back of your hand, maybe even better. Jim Lipso, the asshole afternoon cashier, is working, but he's on a cell phone in a panic. You don't catch anything he yells, but it seems his house has been hit by a purple lightning bolt and it's burning. And as far as the neighbors calling him knows, his family's still inside. He dashes out into his car and he's out of there. You're standing alone in the Mardi Quick. You grab a couple sacks from behind the counter and fill them up with energy drinks, beef jerky, a deck of cards, chips, gum, comic books, many things you throw in without really looking at them. You are now taking the discreet path back home, almost running, straining against the harsh winds.